What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. As always, we're going to talk about a little news going on in the world. So, there was a female truck driver a while ago. I believe she worked for Swift Transportation. And she was driving in a small town where she lived. She was a local resident. She missed her turn to get to a Walmart for her delivery, and she decided to go take another way. Now, she was a local resident, and she thought about, you know, how to get to Walmart the way she used to go in her car. So she came to a bridge that only supported about 6 tons. Right. Now, for those who don't know, a truck is multiple tons. A ton is 2,000 pounds. Right. So a truck is like 20 tons. So, well, 20 ton load that she had. So when she got on the bridge, moving way too fast, when you get on a bridge and you're not sure what's going to happen, you should always go slow. She was doing about 30 miles an hour, way too fast, and the bridge collapsed. So that's the big problem. Now, I talked about this before, but this is the update to the story. So she has been jailed. She has basically gotten some jail time. 90 days prison, 180 days jail. That's what they're looking at right now. Hopefully, I'm hoping it's a suspended sentence, because what bugs me about this is this young woman is 23 years old when this happened. She's probably like 24. And also, she used to be a part of the Amish community up until very recently. So you're dealing with somebody who really didn't understand technology. Because when I first heard the story, I was like, why didn't she just Google what a ton was? Because she didn't know but she didn't know that a ton was 2,000 pounds. She didn't know that. She didn't know what a ton was. She just figured she'd take the risk and hope the bridge supported it. So that was a foolish mistake. She was just ignorant. She's ignorant in a way of how to gather information that what truck drivers know all the time. Look in your book, look in your map. Also, I believe in the, if you've got a paper map, that'll also show you what a ton is. I believe it's in there. But bottom line is, if you got experience with the modern world, you know how to gather that information. This young woman didn't know that. She wouldn't know that because she's been fucking Amish. Then somebody on my YouTube channel is like, oh, well, you know, she had somebody 17 in a car with her, in a truck with her. What does 17 mean to somebody who fucking milks cows and gets married at 18? That means something to you in the modern world. Right. In her world, a fucking 17-year-old is a mother of three, and a fucking 17-year-old man owns a house and is paying off mortgages. They're not like us, you know. And so coming from that world into our world is probably a bit confusing. And I really felt bad because it just seemed like they just threw the book at her. Plus, she's got thousands and thousands of dollars in fucking fines. So here's a young woman. Her only skill is to be a truck driver. You took that away from her. You revoked her license. You suspended it. Plus, you've also, you know, given her all these fines to pay. Put her in jail with all the bullshit that comes with that. Right. And now it's on a record. It's on a fucking record now. So how the fuck is she supposed to get a job at 23 years old with a fucking prison record? Right? It fucking angers me. It's like jail and prison and the whole idea of locking people up is the biggest fucking waste of time. She didn't kill anybody. She didn't murder somebody. That's the thing, though. It's like, it fucking angers me. It's like it's such a pointless, oh, we're going to make an example out of you bullshit. It's just dumb. You fucked up this kid's life. And not to mention the fact she's Amish recently. That means her parents we're not fucking with you anymore. Some are strict like that and some are not. But bottom line is, you know, she's on her own. So you made her life harder and she's already on her own. She's already getting used to the modern world and the modern ways of doing things. Plus, she now has this shit to deal with. A prison record. I mean, it just fucking angers me. And the part I did mention as well is they got paid for the bridge. The bridge that collapsed, they got paid for it. $750,000 for a 6-ton bridge. $1 million for a 6-ton bridge. And you know, as soon as that fucking construction company comes in there to put that bridge up, everything in town is going up $2. So all these motherfuckers that put this young girl in fucking jail, that did all this shit to her, they all gonna make good money off this fucking deal. Not only do you get a new bridge instead of this rusty old piece of shit, but now you fucking, now you're gonna get all this kickback money you're gonna take from these construction workers. And your new $4 bags of chips. And your new $300 a night hotel. Let's be honest. You got your money. And the other part is, like, I wish Swift, or I think she worked for Swift, I'm not sure about that. But I wish that these trucking companies would keep people like this. Because unless you've ended someone's life, there's no point to firing this person. You already paid the $750,000. They're never going to do that again. They're going to be more motivated than ever before to show up to work on time. Especially a young woman like this. Right? She Amish. You imagine what it would be like for her to get a second chance at her company as a dispatcher and just becomes a dispatcher. She would fucking be there every day. She'd sleep at the fucking terminal. You know what I'm saying? It bugs the fuck out of me when society has this idea that we're going to cure ignorance and stupidity with punishment. You cannot cure ignorance and stupidity with punishment. You have to do it by teaching people and helping people. That's the only way to deal with that. So anyway, guys, TripDriver101.com. I figured I'd talk on that. Hopefully you guys can hear me. I got to get a microphone for my phone since I've been doing a lot of stuff on the road lately. Thanks for following me. You can go to TruckDriverBooks.com. I just wanted to speak on that. If you got any comments about, you know, the story or anything, please put it down below wherever you may get this information. And I'll talk to you later. TruckDriver101.com.